For the Dead Gregorians by Ignacio Ramirez. What? Would you have the fatal sister lend an ear to sorrow's pleas? Vain intercession! Rabble of spectres, get you to your dens! Separated brother was from brother. To sit us down at table, it is too late. To get us gone with you, it is too soon. For you, unhappy ones, no longer burns a single log upon the hearth, nor do I see that any cup awaits your kisses. A sigh goes after you, a sigh, no more. Peace be with your going, and may fortune not bar the way to your retreat to light. I hate the sepulchre, changed to the cradle of the vile insect or venomous snake, where the sun never rises, nor the moon. May among your bones a rose take root, reigned over by the painted butterfly, and with its fragrance permeate the dew. Hearken fearless to the impious thunder, and smile in contemplation, near at hand, of a stream swollen, overflowing with life. To get us gone with you, it is too soon. Let her consent, at least, the furious one, to wait until the cup slips from our hand. Why, more swiftly still, alas, than you, why does she strip us of existence bare? From one she steals his forehead's ornament, another with her rude hand bends in twain. Some she envelops in a yellow veil, and others in their entrails feel the claw that rends, and in their veins an icy cold. Alas! The spring will come again and find sorrow in our gates and lamentation, and we shall watch the feasters from without. Perhaps, for one, the hour has come to go. The throng of spectres watches for his going. The course that we are setting, do you know for what port it is bound? The tomb. Our ship already founders. Shivered, the mast falls. Some lie drifting in the waters, dying. Others commit them to the fragile raft. And for him who climbed into the shrouds, hope's despairing light still gutters on, while wind and wave concert their batteries, and the implacable sky lets loose its bolts. The flames mount to the lowering of the pennons, unknown to all save the bird of rapine, the sullen west and monsters of the deep. What is our life but an ill-fashioned vase, whose worth is but the worth of the desire shut up in it by nature and by chance? When I see it, spilt by age, I know that in the hand of the wise earth alone it can receive new form and new employ. Life is not life, but prison, in which want and pain and lamentation pine in vain, pleasure flown. Who is afraid of death? Mother Nature, there are no more flowers along the slow paths of my stumbling feet. I was born without hope or fear, fearless and hopeless, I return to thee.